So today, instead of doing a yoga exercise, I thought I'd share with you sort of what I do to sort of improve my digestion. I have a lot of gut issues, and this week's blog I talked to you a lot about lipopolysaccharides and a lot of translocation of our bacteria from our colon into our small intestine, and how the small intestine has a straight up link into our brain. So everything sort of jives together, and living with autoimmunity tends to really affect our ability to digest food in such a way to cause a lot of discomfort, and I struggle with this all the time. So I usually like to cup my hands like this, and you guys know that I've been studying traditional Eastern medicine as well as applying the Western medicine, and I sort of kind of dance in the middle to what's helped me the most, and that's sort of what I'm sharing with you today. So I like to cup my right hand under and then left hand on top. And then I start from the right side of my abdomen on the lower right quadrant, I suppose. And then I go up to my rib cage on the right side and go across to my stomach and go down. And I just sort of do this just to create a lot of energy into my gut. And whenever I feel a little bit of digestive discomfort, which I have a lot, I sort of kind of massage my gut. This is called the visceral mobilization technique. And I apply this to soothe my gut. And sometimes if I do this in during the day, I am able to go to the restroom a lot easier. And it also calms my nerves a little bit. And I come across this a lot, and I know you guys too. Something that I do want to mention is a lot of us have the lack of gastric acid in our stomach, and that causes indigestion. And so what do our doctors do? They give us proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs, like Prilosec and antacids, really. And that's not really what we need. What we need is more of the betaine tablets. And these are very cheap supplements that you can get to improve your digestion so that it goes from your stomach and it's able to break it down to where it can go into your colon and into your small intestine to be able to absorb all the nutrients out. So you do that circularly for about 10 times and then you stop. And I tend to have tachycardia sometimes, especially during the times of high stress or even flares. We all know things come up and shortness of breath might ensue, and then tachycardia might be felt, which is just fast beating of your heart. And I think that's a phenomenon that it just comes and goes for me, and I don't think twice about it anymore. Living with this for 19 years, I sort of kind of go with it. And now I'm able to master my body, or master my mind-body connection, by tuning into my breath to slow my heart rate. So what I do is I sit comfortably, and if I feel anxiousness coming in, or if I'm struggling to fall asleep, or I just know that I'm stressed out, like there's too much and I feel so overwhelmed and I just get into this crazy loop, which happens a lot for me, I would just sit and I would keep my finger, my thumb and index finger together and straighten out my three fingers. And that's a open channel. This is a yoga mudra is what you call it. And sitting up nice and tall, making sure that the spine is perpendicular to your pelvic bowl. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale. And I tend to make my exhalation longer than my inhalation. So I'll inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and then I'll exhale for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and one, and I'll hold on that exhalation for about 3 seconds. And I'm gonna go inhale. Hold and exhale. Hold and inhale. Hold. I repeat that a few times, and it's amazing how in tune I am with my body. A lot of the times, we perpetuate the crazy loop of not feeling good, of being in so much pain, of not sleeping, and focusing on the negative so much that our brain sort of has this loop going all the time. And oftentimes, breathing in this way really helps you to reset that state of mind and being so that you can shift into a positive state of being. It's sort of increasing the energy in your body. And so again, two things I taught you today is to kind of massage your digestive system. Everybody can benefit, anybody. Even if you have healthy family members, they can certainly do this with you. And then also, life is stressful. Life is even more stressful living with a chronic disease, right? So sitting in this way, tuning into your body, and really allowing you to focus in on the breath sort of keeps you in alignment with who you are and really be present here and now to experience the pain, the joy, happiness, sadness, all the feelings that life has to offer. Nothing is good or bad. We just sort of go with the flow and dance with the trials of life that comes our way. So I hope that helps you to kind of shift perspective on the days that you have good days, or even on the days that you have bad days. Just return to this practice, because at the end of the day, if you can tune in and master your mind-body connection, everything else is just really easy and everything sort of falls into its place. So with that, I'll see you guys next week.